Welcome back to another episode of the Getting Naked with Nate podcast. This is your host, Nate Maingard, coming at you live, well, close enough, straight from Thailand, from Koh Phangan, which is an island I highly recommend you visit if you ever have the opportunity. Full of geckos and durian and sweat and scantily clad humans doing yoga in the sunrise. Unless that's not your thing, in which case there are full moon parties and craziness. It's basically like a full array of tropical experiences for the discerning adventurer. So get yourself over here. Before we begin, I have to say a huge thank you and you're awesome to some brand new patrons. So Petra, John, Elizabeth, Karen, thank you so much. This podcast, my music, my existence as a professional creator in this world happens thanks to people like you. Thanks to all my other patrons as well. If you want to have your name called out in this manner on my podcast, then do check out my Patreon page. You can visit that just by going to nakedwithnate.com, click the Become a Patron button, and pledge as a sprout or up to have your name lovingly whispered into your ear by yours truly. And then I also wanted to read an iTunes review because they make me feel good and they let me know that people are out there having a good time listening to this. So thank you to you to JJA127 for this review, the title of which is Binge-Worthy, Insightful, Wise, and Inspiring Words for Everyday Living. Nate's podcast will put you into a world of acceptance, honesty, and real self-discovery from his own perspective, that of a wandering singer-songwriter. If I had more time, I would binge on every single episode in one day. I highly recommend listening to his opinions, tales, and songs, as well as those of his guests he brings into the podcast. Get ready for good vibes. I can't wait for more. Thank you so much, JJA127. If you want to have your review read out, then leave one. Just go to nakedwithnate.com, click the leave a review button, and you will be taken to iTunes, where you can say amazing or terrible things about my podcast. Hopefully they are amazing. If you're listening, then I assume that you enjoy enough to come back for more. Okay, so this week's episode, let's get into it. This is inspired by or based on or kind of motivated and energized by one of my new songs called It's All Music. And I cover a bunch of varied topics. It was recorded live on Facebook a few weeks ago. And this is actually the last of my current sort of buffer of pre-recorded episodes. So from next week, it'll, like, I have to record the next one between now and next week, basically. But in this episode, I talk about the dogma of the New Age movement, where, well, we'll get into that, but the idea of using these New Age terminologies to create another dogmatic religion, which I think is kind of strange. What I believe the base reality experience is for all of us, or the potential that we all have, why there's nowhere to be but exactly where you are right now. How the internet is currently feeding the illusion that life is black and white without any shades of color or gray in between, and how I write songs even though I don't know any music theory, and I talk about a bunch of other stuff. And one of the primary sort of factors that came out in this episode was to dedicate, well, this episode and the song, the video for the song as well, to the lovely young Jess, who is 10 years old and has been fighting cancer for 7 years of her life, since she was three. And someone tweeted at me asking for my support, just to give her a shout out. And somehow the energy of her sneaked into this song, because the final verse I felt like was partially dedicated to her. This idea, well, I talk more about it in the episode, but if you want to give her a shout out, she is currently in palliative care, and you can just go to twitter.com/roarforjess, R-O-A-R F-O-R-J-E-S-S. I will put that into the show notes at nakedwithnate.com. But just go and send her a tweet. Just wish her well on her journey. They've done all that they can. She's been fighting for most of her life now. And the crazy thing is that, well, one of the many crazy things that was very deeply emotive for me, is something I'll talk about in the episode as well, but basically that they want to play my song at quite a profound space. And so, anyway, I'm going to let you get into the episode. Thank you for being here. Thank you for getting naked with Nate. And I look forward to seeing you on the other side. Ciao.
Such a melody that the heavens lean down just to sing this to me. It's
That's it. That is the song. I hope that you enjoyed it. It's something really wild has happened since just yesterday, since I shared the song. And basically what's happened is that the person who runs the Roar for Jess Twitter page, the person who I've been kind of interacting with about Jess and about the song and everything, that like dedicating it to her and everything, they wrote to me this morning and just said, we've played the song for Jess and her family. They absolutely love it. And the person writing was like, this is actually really hard to write, but Jess has said that she would like to play the song at her funeral. While they're playing slides of the family and memories and everything. And she's asked if that would be okay. And they want to print the last verse out and they want to frame it and use that. And so obviously I said yes, but it's just like, I mean, like I just wrote this song because I thought it was it just is what came up in this weekly challenge that I'm doing to just write a song a week. And then suddenly it's like out there connecting with people in such a sincere way. And this girl who's 10 years old and who's going to be passing on soon wants it at her funeral. It's just like, oh man, it's all the feels. Anyway, life is, oh, it's crazy. But anyway, I'm honored that the song can hold that space. And it's just come into the world and it's creating waves and it's creating connections and it's helping people to deal with the hardest stuff that people can deal with. And I just think that's what art is about. For me, that's what art is about. Sorry, I'm bouncing and it's bouncing the camera. I know, Tina, it is heartbreaking. Anyway, so the song, I'll talk about the song. I kind of just figured I'd go through the lyrics and give you some insights into what the lyrics are about for me and kind of what the whole thing is, what the whole thing might be. Okay, gather myself here. Gather yourself, Nathan, gather yourself. So yes, I've been thinking about this idea of how everything in the universe is made up of frequency, or things vibrating, molecules vibrating at different frequencies, and that's what we call reality. And so the song literally starts like that. All things resonate from the really small to the extra great, great being huge. you are such a melody that the heavens lean down just to sing this to me. And so I'm kind of talking about there how basically all of us are made up of the same kind of molecules that are all vibrating at these different frequencies. And we call ourselves individual, but really we are all so connected. We're all a part of something that is singing. The song of the universe, which I would call God, basically. I would say that divinity is just the universe singing. Everything in reality vibrating into being. And I just think it's amazing. That's kind of what this song is all about for me. It's all music. You know, that's what the chorus is saying. It's all music. It's all music. That's the whole, just that realization and that reminder of like, oh my gosh, don't get too worried. It's all music. It's not like energy never dies. It just changes. Everything is a part of everything else. Which I think anyone who's had a real spiritual, religious, or maybe even psychedelic experience could tell you the same thing, that feeling of connection, of realizing once the ego drops away, the sense of I and this personality to be defended, once that drops away, all that's left is this overwhelming sense of love and connection, of like, whoa, understanding the deeper, the pattern that we're all a part of. And really that pattern has to do with vibration and has to do with molecules. And I'm actually very frustrated sometimes to hear the way that people speak about, there's this new age kind of movement, which I have nothing, I think it's a beautiful, you know, everyone's wanting to get along and spread love and peace and do yoga and drink smoothies, and it's rad. But what's dangerous is that the language is becoming another dogma and another fanatic kind of, and another way to separate self from other. You know, where people go say things like, oh, they're just not on like high vibration. You know, we're just like vibrating at a higher frequency than them. And so, you know, they're just low vibration people. If they don't like something that someone's doing, or if they think someone, whatever, violence or whatever it is that they choose to denigrate or to put below them. And I just think that there's something dangerous in that. If we start to talk about, yes, that everything is made up of vibration, but if you start to use that language to put yourself above others, or to make yourself a part of a secret little club that other people don't get to be a part of, what's the point? It's doing exactly the same thing that every dogma in history has ever done, which is to separate reality into us and them, and we are the cool ones and they're not. And it's just the same story playing itself out again and again. And I just think to keep focusing on the fact that it's all music. You know, McDonald's is as much music as is a fresh organic grown head of kale. You know, like, it's all music. The dirt between your fingernails is as much music as Van Gogh's masterpieces. You know, like, it's all music. There's no, I'm just that you don't get to cheat on that one. Like, it is just all music, from the shit to the shine. It is all music. And so then that's kind of what the second verse is about, where I say, feel this all vibrate from the roots of a tree to the tip of the tongue of a snake. So to me, the snake is such a strong symbol, and obviously it's spoken about in the Garden of Eden, and there's this sense that the snake represents danger in many ways, and challenge, and yeah, a kind of temptation and all those kind of things. And so in that verse, I'm saying, from the roots of the tree, from the roots, from the groundedness, from the earthiness, from the tree which grows, to the tip of the tongue of a snake, right to the tip of that dangerous point, it's all vibrating. It's all happening. It's all part of the same vibration. And then it follows and says, yes, we all create together in love what a song we can make. And I actually kind of want to change that verse when I go forward and record this song for an album or whatever, because, you know, I've only got a week to write each song at the moment and record it and get it out. So I kind of want that verse to say, together in love what a song we have made. Because I do believe that at the base of everything is love. Once we get aside from religion and color and borders and ideas and ideals and all that bullshit of like the stuff that separates us, at the deepest level of the human experience is love. I do believe that, even though I don't feel that often and I really struggle with a lot of stuff a lot of the time. But I do believe that love is what's created everything. That's like the base experience of reality. All of this exists because love exists. And then what a song, at the moment it says what a song we can make, but I think it should be what a song we have made, because we've made it. It's here. We're living it already. And it's kind of more empowering to think of it in that way. Maybe. I think so anyway. So yes, then we have the chorus again, it's all music. Again, that reminder, it's all music. Everything, all the isness of all the things, it's all music. Even if it doesn't feel comfortable, it's still music. And then it goes into like the middle eight or whatever they call it, like the bridge part of the middle, which is, I know your name, your notes are all interlaced. I feel you contained, nothing out of place. It's all music. And so again, this is this recognition of the other, of the self in the other, and this recognition of that we all really, I know you, I know whoever you are, I know you in a way that is beyond necessarily having met in person. Or, you know, I'm not talking about that very practical, physical kind of thing. I'm talking about that some like really deep vibrational existence, because we all are all a part of it. Your notes are all interlaced. You are as much a part of everything as everything else is. It's all part of this. We're all part of it together, basically. I hope I'm making sense here, but this just feels like such a big, important idea for me. And I don't really know how to put it into words, which I suppose is why I wrote the song. And then it says, I feel you contained, nothing out of place. Like, there you are. And whatever's happening is the thing that needs to be happening. As hard as that is to acknowledge sometimes, I acknowledge it for myself, who struggles with depression and anger and all these different challenging emotions. I have to acknowledge that even those are a part of the song. And then there's the final, you know, one more chorus. And then the final verse, which I feel like I was channeling this energy of this little one, Jess. But it really is just for any little one, for anyone who is struggling or challenged or tired or just wants to go to sleep. That's kind of why it's a lullaby. It doesn't have to be as extreme as death. It can just be the little death that is sleep, the leaving of consciousness for that brief time. And that verse says, rest now, little one, you're part of it all. How does it go? Rest now, little one. You're already here. Rest now, little one. You're already here. There's no more to be done. The idea of like, you've already arrived. And I feel like this was also a bit for me, because I'm constantly striving towards the next thing, like the other, the outside, like got to get to the next goal, got to achieve the next thing, got to finish the next song, whatever it might be. But the reality is I've already arrived. I'm already having the experience of being right now. So I don't have to go anywhere else to have that experience. And I forget that a lot of the time. And then in the morning we'll celebrate. So this idea of like resting and letting that time, downtime is as important as uptime. It's as important. The rest is as important as the action. In the morning we'll greet the sun and we'll celebrate the song we have sung, you know, celebrate the creation that we are all a part of, that we have co-created. And so that's basically the song. And it's really a combination of speaking about the very practical sense that we are all vibrating molecules at different frequencies, but that also is integrated and related to the spiritual aspect that we're all molecules and we're all connected and it's all vibrating. It's like, that's really a real thing. It's not like we just can't sense that with our five senses at this level of reality, but that's what's happening. That's what life is. That's what reality is. We're going to listen to the song again, and then we'll have a Q&A afterwards. So thank you so much for being here, and yeah, thank you.
Resonate from the really small to the extra great, and you are such a melody that the heavens lean down just to sing this to me. It's all snake. Yes, we all create.
rest now, little one. You're already here, there's no more to be done. In the morning, we greet the sun, we celebrate. What a song we have sung, it's all music, 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 music,
Okay, well, I hope that you enjoyed that second listen. Have any questions come up for you about this? Is there anything you'd like to ask me? If you're listening to this as the podcast or you're listening to the replay, you can still ask questions. You can ask them at the show notes, nakedwithnate.com or anything like that. So I'd love to hear from you. So we have a comment from Dean, and Dean says, loved the video and song, crazy that you did that in a week, but I do have one minor quibble. I think you need to be centered in the video. I was distracted by it. Oh, Dean, I appreciate your feedback, brother. And if you only knew how cold that water was, what I didn't know at the time, because there was this big storm going on. So I'd basically been inside for like a day or two. And we're getting a huge amount of rain in Cape Town right now in the surrounding areas, which is so necessary because we've had this terrible drought. And so I was just celebrating all of this rain. And then I had this thought of, wow, it'd be amazing to make a video where I'm in the pool and it's raining. And like, I've never tried something like that. And I want to do it in slow motion because I've never done that before. And all of these ideas. And then the rain stopped just after I started like filming the first bit, where you can see at the beginning it's raining. And then when I'm actually in the pool, there's no rain. And I thought the weather report said that was kind of the end of the rain. So I thought, geez, I better shoot this quickly while it's still like wet and got that wet kind of feeling and cloudy vibe. And so I set up the camera and there's no way for me to check where I'm going to be unless I'm actually in the water, right? So I hadn't been in the water yet and I was all excited and I thought, oh, it's going to be great. So I take my clothes off, I press record on the camera. I thought I'll just record a bit quickly and then go and make sure that I'm centered and all those great things that I usually do. But then I got into the water and it was so cold. It must have been like 5 degrees Celsius because that was the temperature outside and it's been cold for days. So I imagine the water was similar. It was so cold. I could barely breathe. I was like, you know, doing that gasping, like trying to look and feel calm to sing along. And not only that, but I had the song playing on my phone at double speed so that I could take that video of me singing at double speed and halve the speed, which would make me look like I'm singing the song in time, but that I'm doing it in slow motion. That's how you do the effect, which I've never done before. So I had all these things happening. So yes, Dean, I was actually even slightly more off center, but I cropped the video in. I didn't want to crop anymore in case I lost quality. But I was actually more off center initially, but I just didn't have the energy or the time to get out and make sure I like do a review of it and then get back in because I was already so cold, like shivering cold. I had to, afterwards, I put on every layer of clothing, sat in front of the fire, like just trying to recover. So yes, I agree. From a sort of technical perspective and a perfectionism perspective, it would have been great if I'd been perfectly centered. But from a reality perspective, absolutely not. No way was I going to do that again. so yeah, that's it. Tina says, it's amazing how art of all forms can touch, heal, and inspire emotion and actions. Beautiful song, and the lyrics are very timeless. Thank you, Tina. I completely agree with you. It is amazing how art does that. And I think that's why we live in such a powerful time, is that we are experiencing, I think, one of the greatest and most public polarizations of society we've ever seen, where the tools of the internet are in some ways being used as weapons against us to polarize us, things like fake news, all this stuff. And it's so easy to look at the internet and to read stuff online and just get completely hooked into the idea that everything's black and white, but it's not. Everything is a broad palette of experience. And I think art is one of the great connectors and communicators. And so this is why I am so passionate about things like Patreon, crowdfunding, any community-supported art forms and artists is such a good way to get honest and clear about what that art is. So please do support the artists you love, however they need to be supported, whether that's buying CDs or going to their shows or becoming their patrons, or whatever options you have. But it is so important that we support art. The artists who we feel are honest, whatever that means to you, if you connect with an artist sincerely and deeply, if they open your heart and help you to understand your life more and connect more with reality, with emotions, with empathy, with compassion, then please support those people. They need you. Sincerely, because they are not going to be supported by the mainstream media, because the mainstream media is hooked on drama. It's hooked on what's going to keep your adrenaline running so you keep coming back for more, so you keep clicking, giving your attention, and they can sell you ads. That's unfortunately how things are structured right now, but it is changing. It is changing. Patreon is changing it. These kind of platforms are changing it because we have direct connections to the people who create the stuff we care about, and we can support them directly, and we are empowered in that. It's magnificent. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Angela asks, I know that you did the song in a week. How long do you think it took to write the lyrics? That's an interesting question, actually, because I started the song, I believe, Tuesday. So a week ago from today, I think I started playing around with it, and just like the lyrics were pouring out. And actually, there's a very early version up on Patreon. If you're one of my Sprout natives, one of the Sprouts and up, you can listen to that song. Like, I just recorded it on my phone as I had begun writing it, and you'll hear how different it is to the final version, like what it ended up being. And this song, more than a lot of songs, I actually really worked the lyrics a lot. I went back again and again and again and kept trying to give the structure and the story its fullness of expression. And I actually dropped out a whole verse that was originally in there, and I changed that. That was what became the last verse now. There was another verse there before that I took out completely. And so the lyrics took me almost a week. I mean, I finished on Sunday. I really finished the lyrics. So it was Tuesday to Sunday. Whereas the other songs have been a bit faster, often because I've run out of time, and also because I was more certain about where the lyrics were. And so, yeah, like I said, there are some lyrics I will probably change if I do an album version ever, but just one or two very subtle things that would just, I think, give it a stronger direction in the way that I want it to have that. And then also another question, did you have the melody or the lyrics first? The melody and the lyrics arrived at the same time. That's actually how I usually write songs, is that I'll be playing some chords. And in this case, I kind of knew I wanted to write a song in G major, just because I was like, I haven't done that before with ukulele, I don't think. And I don't know music theory, by the way, at all. So I've actually got several pages of like popular or useful chord progressions for ukulele. So I literally, it's just pages and pages of like, if you play these three chords in G major, that'll probably sound nice. And it's, you can play a bunch of songs with this. So I'm like, okay. So I'm just messing about with that. And there's a part of me that feels a bit like a cheat. And I actually want to make an episode, a podcast, or a video about that or something, what it feels like to cheat when I write songs. Cause I'm not a technical musician. I love lyrics. That's kind of what brings me to music. And then I like writing just melodies in my, like when I'm singing, but I don't know what I'm doing exactly. And so when I'm writing stuff on an instrument, I often struggle to know what to play next. So that's what I use for that. And then I started strumming this little thing and was like, oh, that's nice. And then as I started singing the lyrics, I literally just started singing the words. All things resonate. And I just started singing words, and then the melody existed. And then there were points, obviously, where it was slightly off. And I was like, oh, if I go higher there or lower. And I would just experiment with like finding which way I wanted the melody to go. But I don't really know what I'm doing. I just kind of take it as it comes, basically. Thank you for that question. I appreciate it. And that is the end of today's Q&A. Hello, it is present Nate again, checking in after you've just had this listening experience with past Nate, which is actually quite a strange thing to say now that I think about it, but true nevertheless. So the body of this episode was recorded live on Facebook. Which I'm not on at the moment. I meant to say that in the intro, but I think next week's episode is probably going to be about why I've taken a break from social media. You won't find my page on Facebook. You won't find my profile. You won't find me on Instagram or Twitter anymore. I have decided that the negative impact that social media has had in my life for the last while is outweighing the positive at this point. And so I'm doing an experiment of 30 days or 1 month off social media and seeing what happens. And so I don't know, it's like in my timeline, it's quite recent. It's just been a few days, but I certainly feel like, what did I say to my friend? I said, it feels like my brain is itchy. Like I keep reaching for my phone or opening up new tabs in Chrome and realizing that what I'm doing that for is to check social media aimlessly without any actual purpose, without any intent. So I don't want to talk about that much now, but just to let you know that that's probably what next week's episode is going to be talking about, is why I've chosen this and also how it's going and what I'm learning and what are some of the tools, what are some of the reasons, all that kind of stuff. So if you enjoyed this episode and if you enjoy any of the others, then please be sure to subscribe, leave a review on iTunes, visit the show notes, leave me a comment. All of those things matter. They have impact in my world. Currently, I'm speaking into a microphone. I don't know who you are, where you are, unless you let me know. So please do let me know. You can even leave me a voice note on my website now, which I think is pretty rad. You can just go to nakedwithnate.com. You can leave a voice note. There's a little button on the right-hand side you can click to leave me a message. It can be a thank you. It can be a disagreement. It can be a reminder. It can be a short poem you've written. Whatever it is, and I might even throw it into the next episode of this podcast. So do check that out. You can also become a patron there. You can leave a review. You can comment. You can find all the details in the show notes, links to things I've talked about. If you want to link directly to Jess and send her some love as she wanders her way through this world. All of those things matter and are awesome. So thank you for existing. Thank you for getting naked with Nate, and I will see you next week for more.
To be true, that the world spins too fast, it leaves some folk behind on this ship without a mast. Oh, the road with your life packed in a case. I try to understand, but then you're gone without a trace. Somebody please slow it down. time.